Hello. Hello.
We were going to do a whole law intro, but then Owen just kind of started it.
Yeah,
so.
Well, I think we just didn't have enough time to figure out.
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Let's just do it.
La la. La, la. What are we doing? La la. La 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 la.
Mind you, that is a Nah.
It's a Nah song, that's so we didn't actually add it to this playlist, so there are no spoilers.
I thought we were going to. We're not
we
keeping
still
it
don't
a mystery.
Oh.
What?
Oh.
Everyone pretended didn't
hear that. Anyways, this is, first of all, okay, Addie's a slacker. She's running late.
She is late.
She'll be here.
This is kind of loud. Okay. But welcome back to 2026 first actual Marvelous Drumbunculi show.
Woo!
This is the Marvelous Drumbunculi, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Tufts, Freeform Radio. First show of 2026. First show in Studio A. First time we all have our own mics.
This is
except Addie, because she's not here.
She's not here. Yeah.
You know,
not the first time Addie's been late, unfortunately.
Yeah.
It's
not to throw shame.
To be back in Studio A, guys.
Oh, it's so
having
nice.
A great time.
I know.
We all have our own mics. For all those at home listening who didn't know, the whole radio station's been in Studio C, which is like a little broom closet.
Mm-hmm.
With
and
a window.
And we've
is there
all
a
been
window?
In the closet.
There's a window
and
to
we've...
Oh, there's a window to a hallway. Right. No, yeah. But there's no window facing outdoors.
No, there's not.
I'm just going to review my joke.
We
all...
oh, and look who decided to come.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Late,
wow.
Late.
Well,
unzipping her
very,
jacket,
very
taking
late,
her time.
Very,
she's
very
just...
late, our Addie. But I was going to say we've all been in the closet and we didn't really want to go back there. But,
oh.
Like...
Okay.
Oh, well. Well, yes.
Well, yes.
If people want to go around and say their names so they can identify voices real fast.
I'm gay number one. I'm Owen.
I'm gay number two. I'm Caden.
Okay, I guess we're I'm gay number three, Isaac.
Is it on?
Mm-hmm.
And this is the fourth member of our... Well,
I hope Bella's listening. If you're listening, Bella, hello.
Okay,
I
so
don't actually expect Bella to be listening to you. It's who I was on...
you're supposed to say your name.
You're supposed to say I'm gay number
I'm
four,
Addie.
Addie.
No, I'm not saying that. But I am Addie, and I was on a show at 1 p.m. today.
Fun.
I was
and I guess she thinks
again.
That means she doesn't even have to be here for our show.
Yeah, that is
guys,
what it is.
The girls are fighting. Oh.
I was.
Oh,
where
he's gone.
Is
oh,
Isaac
he's leaving.
Going?
He's.
Isaac is walking away.
He's going.
Isaac
to,
is coming back.
Yeah. Anyways.
Okay, jeez. Okay, why don't we actually get music playing? Because you guys were talking about nothing. I could hear you when I was walking up, and you guys were literally talking about
nothing. Hey, you kept talking. Excuse me. We were
you know who was really talking about nothing? You know who wasn't talking?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
yeah.
You have to be here
so
to talk.
Don't throw stones from your late glass house.
Whoa. Wow, that was, wow. All right.
Okay. I think Addie should start off introducing her song.
Is it amazing?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, so, wait, did you guys announce the theme, or...?
No, we're not...
Well,
we
Isaac kind of accidentally...
I kind of did.
But
that's okay.
Okay, well, I'm not going to repeat it, but I was really struggling to find songs. I've played this one already. If my parents are listening, they're going to remember that I played this, because it's very niche to our family. So, anyway, it's called Amazing. It's by One Eskimo.
Okay.
Their best album.
Wait, hold on, I need to find on this board. Okay.
Guys, it's a new board.
The new board. We haven't been in Studio A, like, with us. I already said that. Okay.
Oh, and figuring out how to use the board.
Well...
It's aux 1, right?
What
no,
are you plugged into?
Sorry.
Aux 2?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Very much.
That's such a nice.
Yeah, okay. There we go. All
right. Mm.
All right. Enjoy all.
Skin and I feel everything
was amazing. I feel good when you feel good. I knew I would. It's amazing. I've wanted this for so long. Now the deed has been done. We shall rise with the sun. Spend our time as one. I love life, I hope you do too. 'Cause I love everything, it's all amazing. I feel new, do you feel new? I understand when they say we're born again. 'Cause I've been born again, I'm born again. It's amazing, it's a blessing, it's glorious, it's life-changing, it's feeling, it's amazing, it's a blessing, it's glorious, it's life-changing.
Slipping and sliding. the waterfall with you. A brown eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there a lot. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. You, my brown eyed girl. Do you remember when we used to sing?
The sun. Atoms in the air. Organisms in the sea. Sun and yes, man. Are made of the same things.
Freedom! Freedom! Freedom!
Freedom. 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 Freedom.
Okay.
Hey again.
Welcome back.
Hello.
Do you guys want to say what songs we just listened to?
So we just listened to Brown Eyed Girl by Van Morrison and Freedom by Pharrell Williams. Yes.
We did.
That was Pharrell Williams?
That was Pharrell Williams. It's on the Despicable Me 3 soundtrack.
Okay.
Of course. Where else would it be from?
Did you guys see the Lego biopic?
Yeah.
Have we brought this up?
The Pharrell Williams one?
Because it's like a niche thing to bring up again.
No.
Have we talked about it?
I don't think I was here. I think it was the day I missed.
Yeah, because we've talked about this.
Wait.
Because, okay, well, I haven't talked about it yet, and it's the strange, weirdest thing ever.
Owen, can you turn Isaac's mic down just like ever so slightly?
Wait, Isaac, what number are you?
I don't.
Mic 3. It says on the sign.
I love you, Isaac.
No, I can't. Wait, guys, I can't hear any. Could you turn up my thing? No sound is coming through my headphones. Girl, do you see where the cord is? Look, follow the cord.
Oh, whoa, why do you have the one?
I don't know.
Do you follow the cord?
Follow the cord. Oh, thank you so much. Wow, I am loud. Okay. I'll move this back a little bit.
No, you're fine.
All right.
Does anyone have a, like, conversation topic? Or are we just, like...
Wait.
One more time?
Wait, you were talking about the... I think we have talked about the Lego.
Because it's truly the weirdest thing ever. I haven't talked about it, so I would like to just acknowledge that. What the fuck is it? Like...
Isaac.
Okay, moving on.
Okay.
Anyway, I kind of thought that was going to happen.
Yeah, I figured that's the point.
Anyway, I think it's fun and crafty, and I like that they made a biopic in Lego form. I think that was, like, a good idea.
Well, in my eyes, it's the same vein as the Better Man musical biopic, which is with the monkey.
Yeah, yeah, that, yeah.
Wait, Robbie Williams. It's the same vein?
Well, just, like, random biopics.
Why would you do
that? Yeah.
Okay, yeah, but I feel like
I truly don't know what you were talking about.
It's a biopic about Robbie Williams.
But he's a monkey.
But he's a monkey in the whole thing.
Yeah, and there's, like... I've never seen it,
and
so
like,
I don't know if it's ever explained.
With the human woman, it's really strange.
Wait, but I... Okay.
I didn't see the biopic.
I didn't know Robbie Williams before this, did you?
No.
I'm gonna turn on my mic.
I don't think I did. Because, like... I'm sorry, I don't know who this person is.
Frankly. That's scary, the CGI's... Wait, I'm sorry, just for context. Really
I've never seen the movie.
That's
I think we should watch it. I think we should watch it.
It'd be a good time.
Yeah, I think it would be
I agree. For those of you who don't know, I actually really don't think anyone outside of the people that I, like, regularly text know this, but I'm, like, really, really deep in, like, a primate craze right now. I have, like,
so many stickers
of, like, silly-looking primates.
Which means I have, like, 12 to 15 stickers.
Yeah, we've been slowly taking
Some of them are pretty good.
Some of them are really good.
And then, like, in my free time, I've been, like, watching... I watched two episodes of
Addie's
PBS.
Addie's paying PBS so that she can watch primates.
Yeah. You're paying for a PBS subscription?
It's, like, $5 a month or something. And also...
Viewers
like
you are the reason PBS can keep
I mean, I'm happy to fund PBS.
It's a good...
Like,
yeah.
They have really good content on there, so... Anyway, I've been in a primate craze, so any conversation about monkeys is welcome, let's just say.
Yeah.
And apes.
Wait, so were you, like, fascinated by them before the primate class?
I mean, yeah, but I don't think, like...
To this level?
Yeah.
She's just gone kind of
She's just really gone all the way over the primate edge.
I was always really excited to, like, see monkeys when I was, like, traveling and stuff, but, like, those interested me more than, like, birds or, like, reptiles or insects did, but I never really, like, indulged
in the primate.
I never really
Indulge is such a funny word.
Like, indulged in,
basked
like,
in the primate's
primate
light.
Content, I mean, you know? Like, I never leaned into it, and then I took the primate social behavior class, so...
So it's sort of like, this animal, like, more than other animals really interests you, and this kind of, like, opened the floodgates.
Yeah, they just have really cool, like, behaviors. I don't know, like, they look, and they're so cute!
They are
really
cute.
Yeah, they are.
Cute.
Well, most of them. I can't lie, there are a couple that
are
kind of scary.
They're kind of funky looking. In, like, an endearing way, like those dogs that
they
don't the kind of raggedy dogs.
Like the bald-headed red you carry.
Of course.
How
could we not mention the bald-headed...
Wait, do you
red.
Know this?
No.
I know which one you're talking about.
It reminds me of, you know, the Deadpool dog?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Like, in the same way of, like, that's kind of endearing in the way of, like, oh, you kind of look like you're about to die.
Hopefully the monkeys will make it, though.
Well, the dog made it as well.
Did it? Yeah. I thought it died.
They
all sacrificed themselves.
This is the monkey I'm talking about.
In the Deadpool movie.
Wait, that looks really cute.
In Deadpool vs. Wolverine.
Cute?
We should not be having two separate conversations on air.
You're right.
He looks like an old man wearing a fur coat.
Yes, it looks very
What is going on?
This is great for an audio-only
medium.
Everyone look up this monkey.
Yeah, and also while you're at it, look up a sun bear, because those things freak me out.
I really like
I don't like how they look.
I know water bears.
No, sun bears look like people in skin suits when they're standing up on their hind legs.
Yeah.
No, they look really scary.
No, that's, but they're like, kind cool, of cute.
Wait, yeah. You guys know water bears, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The microscopic ones?
The ones that live forever.
Yeah. Like they're in a skin suit.
Don't they? They don't look real. I don't believe...
Have you guys heard about the movie Tusk? I think it's Nicolas Cage. Yeah. But it's a guy who... I think he gets kidnapped and then put into a walrus suit and convinced that he is a walrus.
Okay.
And it's really, really weird. And I thought it was like an old kind of niche weird. It came out like 2021.
Did not do well. 2014.
2014. I'm so sorry.
You know, 5. Give or take.
4
I'm so
on
sorry.
IMDb and 4.5
on Rotten. Kind of gives same era.
But it's really. Oh wait, no, it's not Nicolas Cage. I actually got all of this information wrong. It's Justin Long. Do you
I
know
have no idea that.
Who?
Oh wait, what was he in that
he
is
was
so
a
new
girl. And he was.
He was in Barbarian.
He was in Barbarian. Yeah, he's a really
interesting
actor.
Movie.
He also looks Waysian, but he's not Waysian.
Huh. Like...
Like, 500 Days of Summer, 10 Things I Hate About You.
I was thinking, like, a Nora actress.
Oh.
Mm.
No, I'm...
Oh, what is her name?
Oh, Maggie Madison?
Yes.
Who's
I knew it was something Madison. Androgynous.
Who's the 500 Days of Summer guy?
A Zooey Deschanel?
No,
the guy.
Oh, Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yeah, he also looks Waysian.
Wow, you're good.
You're
good.
You guys, I got this. Yeah.
Okay. I do feel like we've been talking for...
Yeah, I was just...
Yeah, okay.
So let's put... music on.
Yeah, what's right. up?
Wait,
okay,
what
so
did we listen
up,
to before? Oh, we already
okay,
know.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Up
so.
Next is a song I, unlike what Owen might say, claiming responsibility for my works.
Sorry, Abby's just motioning me to turn down Isaac's.
No, it's still
can,
really
can,
loud.
Still
no, please.
Like,
yeah.
Notice
what
difference
what
between the volume.
It's 3.
Okay, wait, how's this?
I don't know. I'm talking pretty quietly.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
Okay.
All right, well, next up is Don't You Forget About Me by Simple Minds.
And then Make Me Feel by Cobra Starship and Sabi.
And then
shout out to Milo for picking... Wait, Milo is my tattoo artist from today. Shout out to Milo for picking that song.
Yes, shout
and
out.
Then Crocodile Rock by Elton John.
Yeah. And Kaden got a super cool tattoo.
Oh, the tattoo is awesome.
Yeah,
cool.
Tattoo.
Okay, and with that note, don't you forget about
don't Cause if you wanna, gotta know what you need, well, then I'm your man. And if I listen, I can hear you through my radio. In that bright white voice, what I've been missing in my life, what I've been dreaming of. You'll be that girl, you'll be that girl, you'll be
everything you want, so let me get up there. I'm the baddest baby in the atmosphere. Tell me what you want, so we can do just what you like. Everything you know, I'm flipping upside down. Take your own now, but you know I like it loud. Tell me what you want, cause we can do just what you like.
You make me feel good.
Yeah, the board is a little
The board's being a little finicky.
We're
sorry, I'm like, my voice is so loud right now.
As
I feel like it still is.
Is that better?
Okay.
He just has so much to say.
I just, yeah. And
wait, Owen, talk again?
Is this better?
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm
turning up everyone's
mic. It's everyone's favorite
Isaac.
Part.
Yeah, no, turn mine down a little bit, low key.
It's good now.
Okay. Well, we have a bit of a PSA for you.
A bit.
This one has a bit of a dramatic flair to it, so I guess that's always appreciated.
Yeah.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in a basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder may seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a DIY project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Association of Orthopedic Surgeons and your friends, safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio.
I hope you all know that while Isaac was reading that, he was beaming at the idea of people falling off a ladder.
I don't know what you're talking about. It's not funny. I would never laugh about that.
Girl, you laughed halfway through the PSA.
Mm-mm. No. I'm right, horrified about the idea. I'm borderline in tears over the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone.
Wait, I don't get the logistics of falling off the ladder.
I think it's a metaphor.
Yeah, it's a
okay,
or not
I've
metaphor.
I've never heard play of PSAs with metaphors in them.
Oh, this play one's on very dramatic. There's so many dot dot dots and.
Wait, I need to go down.
Don't let a do it yourself project do yourself in. It's very. I think. Someone had a lot of fun writing this.
We wanted to come back with a bang.
Yeah.
That's
and a crash.
A bang and a crash.
I will say, though, like, I actually am very afraid of ladders. Like, I think they're horrifying.
Oh, me too. I have
every
to,
time I get on
someone
one.
Has to hold them whenever.
Yeah. Because they, like, shake. Oh, we have a ladder that goes up into my attic at home, and it does not feel very structurally sound when you're going. Like, it creaks, and it, like... It's one of the ones that
kind of
comes out of the ceiling.
Yeah.
So it folds.
Yeah, that's
it folds, and then when you're stepping on it, it, like, folds in. It's freaky.
It folds really in while you're stepping on it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Not like that. Not like back up into the ceiling. It just
it launches you back
it
up.
It just
that one could throw you all the way to the trauma center.
It doesn't stay linear. It caves in a little bit. I can't.
There's a bit of a curve
this.
To your ladder.
There's a curve to my ladder, and I'm not messing with it. I prefer a linear ladder, I have to say.
I think we all do. Well,
yeah.
Most of us do.
Do you not? Okay.
What? Okay.
In any event.
I'm not going to speak for all the people. Maybe someone likes a curved ladder.
Yeah, well, you never know.
Firefighters don't use ladders at all. That's a lie. I was thinking only in, like, firehouses. Or fire, like, stations.
I love your confidence, though. You said that was such, like...
Where they use poles.
Yeah.
No, but they famously use ladders in every other situation.
That's why I immediately corrected myself.
Have you seen the videos of firefighting training camps where they have to climb up, like, 8-story buildings with a ladder?
Back by my old house, there was a firefighter training camp, like, a block away. It was crazy. They always had people, like, running up the thing. They had mock fires all over the place where they would have people putting them out. It was, like, a weird 12-story like cement structure. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah, it's impressive work, really.
Mm-hmm. Do you think firefighters would be like really good at pole dancing? Because like, they can, like
I think so. Only go down the poles.
Oh,
like, they don't really use them down. Anymore.
But I bet they could. They don't. What? No, don't even say that to me. What do they do? They take the stairs.
Okay. Also, how much time does a pole really?
I know. I think that's like propaganda. I think that's firefighter propaganda.
I think they stopped using it because like people fall and get hurt while they're trying to go down the pole, so it ends up not saving time because they get. So we should have a PSA about firefighter poles.
Yeah, for all the firefighters that are regularly listening to WMFL.
Yeah.
You never know.
If any firefighters want to submit a PSA on what people don't know enough, feel free to.
Have you guys seen that video of like, a bunch of firefighters watching a soccer game? And like the team that they like scores and they all are like screaming and shouting and celebrating and then the alarm goes off and they get ready to go in like 30 seconds.
Whoa.
No. I'll find it for you guys later. It's really impressive.
It's a shame it took them like 30 to 40 seconds. I bet if there was a firefighting pole, they could have done it in 10.
Okay, so they were actually just sitting in chairs.
No, right. Exactly. Just nearby.
Like, just nearby.
And they
got
hyped up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just its presence.
Right. Okay, well, what were you going to say? Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, speaking of fire...
You're going to transition to the music?
Wow,
yeah.
It's going to be really bad.
Wait, I'm excited. No, give us your best transition.
You know what else is fire? Elton John.
Oh, I thought, okay.
Told you it was going to be bad. Okay. Up next, Crocodile Rock by Elton John, Blame It On Me by Bare Naked Ladies, and Song for a Future Generation by the B-52s.
Shout out that song. Love that song.
Okay, here we go.
Biggest each other's if each other were to blame. You think you're so smart, but I've seen you naked. I'll probably see you naked again. Millie Vanilli told you to blame it on the rain, but if you blame it on the rain, tell me what can be gained. So if all else fails, you can blame it on me. If all else fails, you can blame it on me. If all else fails, you can blame it on me. If all else fails, blame it on me. Well, if all else fails, you can blame it on me. Then you smile again, but you're looking at me like it's something I'm supposed to say. Forgive me, Father, but I'm falling in love, and that's all I have for confession today. Maybe if you ask me on any other given day, I wouldn't have time for you or anything that you say. It's alright now, you can blame it on me. If all else fails, you can blame it on me. You can blame it on me. If all else fails, blame it on me. If all else fails, you can blame it on me. Yes, dear, I love you, but sometimes I think that love's not enough. Makes the heart grow fungus. I wax poetic, cause you're waxing your legs. Oh, well, you say you think there's a traitor among us. Oh, 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 oh. If all else fails, you can blame it on me.
You can blame it on me.
If all else fails, you can blame it on me. All else fails.
don't bring it up.
Why not?
Okay.
I talked about geese earlier in my show today. I've done a lot of talking about geese today.
Oh, I wasn't going to talk about geese. I was just going to talk about our argument about whether... do you think I can say the name of that band on the radio?
Probably. Yeah. Wait, sorry. We completely neglected to do a transition. Do you want to really quickly introduce the song? So.
We did before. I mean, I can say it again.
Yeah, just the most recent.
Crocodile Rock, Elton John, Blame It on Me, Bare Naked Ladies, and Song for a Future Generation by the B-52s. And then I'll introduce the next two later.
Yeah, we were just arguing about whether the Sex Pistols have a good voice in any way. And whether it matters.
I haven't listened to... I think it definitely matters.
But I think that's your opinion. And I think you're wrong for your opinion.
I was thinking that when he said it.
I don't even know what that's from.
That's your opinion.
No,
it's a reality show. Okay, yeah, it's a reality show. I don't know. I've seen a clip of it, but I have no... I don't know what it's from either. In any event, I mean, like, in my opinion, yes, it does matter. I would think that... I would think that people don't listen to music that have, like, vocalists that they don't... that they are annoyed by, you know? Like,
yeah, but I don't... but I think being annoyed by a vocalist is different than a vocalist being... like, I think people who maybe don't have great voices don't annoy everyone with how they sound.
Well, they're going for a much different vibe.
Like Taylor Swift.
Not, wow. Yeah. Hot takes.
Ooh, careful,
Isaac.
On air, too.
Yeah.
The pitchforks are coming for you.
No, I don't hate Taylor Swift, but I also don't think she's the best vocalist ever. No, I like a lot of her music.
Like Beyonce, she can't really sing.
Yeah. And I've always said that.
Just for the record, in case anyone, because this is being recorded, I am joking.
Also, like Celine Dion, like what?
Who even is that?
Like, come on.
Who even is she?
It's like talking. It's not even singing.
Imagine if you talk like that. It's like the Hugh Jackman guy. You just talk like
the
you're
Hugh
just like
Jackman
belting
guy.
Just constantly.
Yes. That is how I talk. That's what I'm doing right now.
I think it's like there's music that you listen to because it's like I think there are vocals that are really good and there are different vocals are trying to do different things.
I think
not trying to sound beautiful, it's trying to like
I think that's the point I was trying to make. That was
but
expressed
I
well.
Do hear what you're saying of like some like you have to like it in order to want to listen.
I mean,
so
you have to like it to some
not
extent
the target audience.
well I mean, no wonder people who don't like the sound of his voice aren't the target audience. I gotta be careful what I say on air because like it's geese and like
what
like into the entire music listening community is about to come for me. So
yeah, especially everyone at Tufts.
Well, it's okay. So far, we've insulted Taylor Swift,
jokingly
Beyonce,
Celine Dion.
Oh yeah,
jokingly Celine Dion
as
well.
Dion were very
we're
similar.
Gonna
let's
be
so
very serious. There's gonna be a mob outside.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. No, they're already
TUPD.
There.
It's all TUPD.
TUPD is coming for us.
And it's the TMPD, the Tufts Music Police Department.
Ooh, I like that. I like that.
Also, the problem with us all having mics is it's like
we're never
eight conversations.
Shut up.
Shut up, and we're all talking over each other, which I don't mind. I don't know if the listeners mind.
You know,
but
they
like,
shouldn't.
I
don't know why they would.
Well, I think if they're listening to our show, they know what they're getting into.
I just like wonder, like, I don't know, like what an outsider thinks of. I always say this.
You know what an outsider thinks. Someone not from Studio A.
Yeah, someone not from these parts.
I have to think they get through like 1 minute of our show and are like, I'm gonna pass.
Well, I'd be like, where's the music?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like
who needs music
when
we're talking?
Show. We don't need music all the time.
No, I don't need music. I'm thinking if I was listening. But honestly,
I
disagree with what I just said. I would enjoy the talking.
Yeah.
I think
I would
the
enjoy the mentally ill.
Yeah. Mentally ill.
Okay.
Wow, you just threw all four of us under the bus at one time.
Am I wrong? Can anyone disagree with me on that?
I wouldn't categorize our conversations as mentally ill. Unless you consider not liking geese mentally ill, which some would, I suppose.
Bless you.
Not
quite. No, wrong thing.
Not
okay,
quite.
No.
We have, I think, time for maybe one more song, and then we'll do the station ID.
And then we'll play one more song after that, probably.
Yes, yeah, I think
probably.
That. Yeah.
And who's going to stop
probably.
Us?
So,
probably.
Probably.
Speaking of talking, like, probably R.I.P. Catherine O'Hara, really sad.
Oh, yeah. I was so
crazy
sad.
Pivot.
That was a
so sad. No, but I get the R.I.P.
Yeah.
Yes.
And to do another crazy pivot.
You and your transitions.
Yeah, me.
So you're killing
crazy
it today.
Pivot.
Just do it in a Moira Rose voice. I want to hear
Okay.
I want to hear your best Moira Rose for this.
Okay, I have to get into it and be like, David, okay, the next song is an... Oh, is this a card?
Just like your voice. Just, no, that was like, good. I thought it was good.
No, it's really hard, like, hearing myself.
No, take them off, take them off. Okay. I want...
Okay. This is so weird. Okay. Okay, David, the next song is a wonderful... No, I can't do it. Okay, wonderful... Shoot.
Just
okay.
Say the name of the song.
Okay, it's Debut by Cat
Song. Oh, okay.
Oh, wait, oh, we're... Oh, fine.
Whatever.
Debut by a new music group. Cat's Eye.
That was good. That was good.
Right.
Okay. Hey, sorry for the dead air, but really quick, does someone else want to do the station ID?
Sure. This is the Marvelous Jumbuncula, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
And Caden, do you want to... Actually, we have, what, 5 minutes? How long is the song?
Okay, so you can actually look at it yourself.
Let's do one more song, and then we'll transfer it to Rivendell.
We can also just talk.
I wish
I feel like we should do this.
We should probably do a song.
What is the last song? I don't want to make a decision.
Is it the last song on the playlist?
No.
We're very far off from the last song. Okay.
Are we talking or doing a song? The last song.
I vote song.
What if we do both? What if we play a song and talk over it? And we just fight
for... We could
put
the song low.
Oh, I kind of like that.
Is that
in the background?
We could.
Well, is it the Cat's Eye song?
It depends on the song. Yeah.
I don't think that's a good background song.
We could do Obla Di Obla Da. That's like a better... I don't know.
Let's do Cat's Eye. Let's finish strong. Yeah.
I think we renamed this radio show Overstimulation.
You were the mentally
I can't say I like that name.
Oh, yeah. I meant it like audio.
No, I know.
Yeah, okay. You know what?
There's definitely
a word
for
that.
So we
have one more song for you guys.
We do have one more song. It is an Owen contribution,
Yes,
it is.
Of course.
Wait, okay, it's Gabriella. I'm not doing a Moira Rose impression this time. It's Gabriella.
No, that was bad.
That was British.
Yeah.
Okay, it's Gabriella by Cat's Eye.
Heart like a bullet, flying too fast, I couldn't catch it. Heart in the casket, you always knew it. Start and roll the main attraction. Got cameras flashing. Like, ooh, you got everybody's eyes and just for you. And I see it too. Yeah, ooh, you can have anyone else you wanted to. I'm begging you. Hands up, Gabriella. Gabriella, hands up, Gabriella. Back off on my fella. Gabriella, back off, Gabriella. I bet you taste just like the summer under the covers. Me in the middle, overprotective of my lover. You made me want.